Welcome to The Score. This is Chelsea Schaefer, and today we're talking about a horse story that is so cool it almost sounds made up. So when the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo starts December 4th, Lane Mitchell is going to be there at his very first finals with Kyle Dennison. Under him in the box is going to be a 10-year-old gray stallion named Oz on a Hot Streak, and this horse is the real deal. Oz is 14-3 hands, and he's built to be really dang fast. He's by a streak of Lane and out of Oz One Hot Mama, a One Hot Jose daughter. Lane started riding him in May 2024, and he will tell you that Oz is super fast, good-minded, and is about as drama-free as a stallion can be. Here's what makes him a little bit different. Oz isn't just heading to the Thomas and Mack. He is bridging two worlds. He won the 2019 AQHA Junior Heading World Championship, and this will be the first AQHA Roping World Champion to also qualify for the NFR. Something we had the AQHA double check. There has not been a world champ that has gone on to the finals yet in the team roping. So we are excited to see these guys. Okay, stick around. Get the full story from Nate Ossentoski and Lane Mitchell. Today's episode is brought to you by Fastback Ropes. You are going to be able to get Fastback Ropes all over Las Vegas. We will see you at the Fastback booth in NRS during the Ariat World Series of Team Roping. And they are the presenting sponsors of today's episode of The Score. We have Nate Ossentoski and Lane Mitchell on The Score today to talk about the horse named after them, Oz on a Hot Streak. How did that name come about? Tell me where you guys named him from.
Well, actually, it's kind of a funny story. I come from a baseball family, and kind of when you're in a hitting, you know, multiple game hitting, you know, it's kind of like you're on a hot streak. And I guess you kind of look at the stallions, the sire and the dam. I just kind of came up with, you know, and then Oz is our family nickname. Mm-hmm. And so all of my horses kind of have some sort of Oz in there, you know, when I get to name them. But so we came up with Oz on a Hot Streak, just kind of from the pedigree stuff. That
tell me about is kind of where how he came to be then. Like how did you decide on that cross?
You know, I just really like the running cow. I followed a lot of programs kind of through the Dakotas and for a lot of years. And then, you know, the One Hot Jose is, you know, up here, you know, this far north, really not anybody had any idea what One Hot Jose was. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it'd be really cool to bring a horse of that caliber, some bloodlines up here to the north. And, you know, my program at that time was to kind of, you know, I was just selling babies or selling 2-year-olds, 3-year-olds. I had no plans really to keep this horse. And we had sold him as a baby. And then, you know, the previous owners had some health problems. And then, you know, he won the world with him as a 4-year-old. We had the opportunity to buy him back as a 5-year-old, but we just didn't really want to keep showing him. And we wanted to do something, you know, different, try and get him in the PRCA. And that's where, you know, our good friend Anton Williams came into play. Is I didn't have any context down there to get to that level and to get a hold of these guys. Yeah, I'm just a no-name guy up here in Nebraska, so to get a hold of these guys to try and ride your horse, I'm sure they get 20 calls a day of, hey, would you ride my horse for me? Would you? I think you need to ride this horse. He's really good. You know, I needed somebody that knew what they were talking about to try and swing a leg over him and to see if he'd work for him, so...
And so why did you buy him back when you had the chance to buy him back?
Well, I'll tell you, my wife thought I'd never be happy till I owned a stallion. Mm-hmm. And I thought that would, you know, everybody says you're not a real breeder until you own your own stallion and this and that. And I was kind of over the whole thing. Like my program was in the, you know, I was in the green. I was doing good. I was just selling babies. I had a nice small, you know, small brood mare deal. We're not big. We're still not big, although I did add a few mares to my program. but it just, she says, she thought, and I was kind of over it. She says, you're never going to be happy. And she goes, what better chance are you ever going to have to own a horse of this caliber that's already won the world. It's not like we're starting from scratch. He won the AQHA World Show. She goes, "Are you?" I says, "Probably never. We'll never have the opportunity to do it again." And I guess if we make that decision, then we're fine. But anyway, so I kind of feel like she talked me into it, and I'm like, "Yeah, you're probably right. We should give it a whirl." But I'm only going to do it, you know, if we can take him a different direction. So mm-hmm. I actually had Anton and his son. They actually flew up. And tried this horse out, and then my good buddy from Colorado, who's a vet, they all flew out, and you know, of course, he looked him over, did his vet work and stuff, and I think they probably ran six. I don't even know if they ran 10 steers on him. Mm-hmm. And Anton's words were, "Dude, if you don't want to buy him, you don't want to fork out, I'll partner with you on him." And I think this horse really has some talent, and he hadn't been roped on, really, to my knowledge, at anything for a year, because that's right when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And so after we won the world, he basically went back to those previous owner's place, and he stood there. I think his first full crop, he had five foals. Mm-hmm. And out of his first full crop, out of those five, two of them qualified for his oldest are four, two of them qualified for the world show this year. One of them got an abscess in her foot before she whipped, and then I think one of them placed in the top 10 as a four-year-old in the head, and mm-hmm. this year we're. So anyways, I'm kind of going off.
That's what I want you to do. So. You just keep telling the story. I love it.
I'm surprised I'm rambling this much.
I love it. It's all good.
Well, we got to get Lane in here.
So Lane, how did you come to know Oz?
Yes, I've seen the horse before. And
probably when Ross had him, because Ross had him for a while there, too.
Yeah. Yes. Didn't Ross win? Did Ross win Calgary on him?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I'm sure you saw him back then.
Yes, I've seen the horse, and I was needing the horse, and my father-in-law knew I was needing the horse, and I don't remember where it was, but anyway, Anton and my father-in-law, Tommy, come in contact and got to talking, and long story short, something got brought up about this horse and me, and my father-in-law called me and was like, "Hey, what do you think? Would you want to ride Oz?" And I was like, "Absolutely." So I got him maybe last May, I think. Mm-hmm. And I've had him ever since. I hauled him last summer, and then this summer, so it's been pretty good.
Lane, and your career, you're 31, is that right?
Mm-hmm. 30. Correct.
When did you buy your card? What year? Do you remember your rookie year? What your rookie year was?
Yes, it would have been 2016. I was roping Marcus Terrio going to the college rodeos.
Got it.
And I was still in my permit. That was my senior year of college, I guess, and Marcus, we had made the college finals, and he said, "Why don't you buy your card, and then we'll just rodeo for a month, go to Dodge City, and go home." And I was like, I don't know, and then I ended up doing it, so I literally bought it right before we left.
So it's been a minute that you've had your card, I guess, you mm-hmm. could say. What was the difference maker this year, or why was Oz such a difference maker for you this year?
He's just good. Like, he mm-hmm. wants to help you. He wants to be on your team. He's trying to let you catch. He's durable. He's good-minded. Nothing really excites him. He doesn't let the little things bother him. You know, he knows his job, and he's prepared to do it every day. Mm-hmm. And he's just, honestly, nothing gets in the way of that. He's really fast, and he's just good. I can ride him in all setups. I can ride him at Salinas, or I can ride him at Odessa, you know, or Austin, some of the fastest setups, and then some of the hardest setups. So he scores, he's good in the box, he can run, and he's easy to rope on. Yeah. And he knows his job, and he's prepared to do his job every day.
Yeah, he looks the same every time. Yeah.
Yes, he doesn't get distracted. The loud music, or, you know, you'll see, it's funny because you'll see some horses, they see a Ferris wheel at the fair and they lose their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And they're done for the day. Or, you know, they get in little buildings and they're just a wreck. And he doesn't, none of that stuff affects him. He's good minded. He's good to haul. Haul's good. I mean, big drinker. Always drinks water. He's just a good horse.
What about this journey has been special for you, Nate, like watching Lane this year? Do you have a, tell me about that experience for you as an owner.
I think everything has been great. You know, you can just tell, you know, the horse seems happy. It's just the right fit. I mean, the way Lane and Jordy take care of that stud, it just means the world to us. You know, we don't get to see him every day. My wife's the one you kind of, she's done so much behind the scenes to make all this happen. And she's kind of one that does a lot of the busy work behind the scenes. And so she doesn't get a lot of credit for it, but she's the one that likes the pictures here or there. You know, Jordy's out doing some massage, something with him, and she'll send her a picture, but just seeing how happy he is. And he just loves his job. And just the whole journey with Lane, you can tell the horse is just happy and they care a lot about him like he's one of theirs. And that just means the world to us for sure. So it's not just one thing. It's probably just the whole picture that you can just tell the horse really enjoys what he's doing and to compete. You know, one of my favorite stories, I got a good buddy that we sit back here and chat once in a while about this horse deal. And he says, you know, you watch that horse explode out of the box and go rope that steer, take the jerk. And then as soon as Lane undollies that horse, he just puts his head down, licks his lips, and just walks off. And you know, his disposition and the athleticism and all that combination, he just tells he's happy and he enjoys it. And I think that means a lot to us. And then he's starting to get some recognition for, you know, what caliber of a horse he is. You know, it just, you know, to hear Lane say such great things about him, and I know he means it. You know, the horses, they're just a great team. They're fun to watch, and we'll be rooting them on for sure.
Now, Lane, you've not gotten to run 10 steers in Thomas and Mac before, so this is a first. Why do you think, or what do you think about having watched it, that Oz is going to be a good fit there? We haven't been there yet. He hasn't been in the building yet, so tell me more.
Obviously, no, I haven't been there and I haven't put him in the situation yet, but he's all the other fast setups. He's done good. And I just think he, like Nate said, he fires out of the box. He can run. He's not going to cow up down the arena or get in my way at all. You know, he's not going to keep me from being able to do my job the best of my ability. So, and throughout the year, you get put in so many different situations at so many, you know, every rodeo seems like it's a little bit different. And he always wants me to catch. So I think it'll be no different, you know, at the finals. Just the positive mindset, I guess. But all the other, you know, I mean, all the rodeos are different setups, different feels, and he hasn't failed me yet. So I don't see it coming. So
and what
I think he'll do fine. He's going to do good.
What a cool combination behind Bartender, too. Like, why? Any thoughts on why he works behind Bartender when Kyle's on him?
Bartender's fast, and that's a lot of horse. I mean, that's a head horse. I mean, he has been for a long time. And a lot of great headers have rode him. And when you get behind a head horse like that, it's a different feel. And the last thing you want is a header to be waiting on you or trying to help you in any certain way. And Oz can keep up with him. And those big-time head horses, they're fast, they're violent, they're aggressive. I mean, the whole deal. And if your heel horse can't keep up, it shows. You don't win, and your header initially gets a new partner. So you have to have a heel. I mean, that's cut and dry part of it, you know.
For sure.
So you have to have a heel. Have to have a heel horse that can keep up with the pace of play and play the game. Yeah. And he does it. So I think that's been the huge difference for me, is that he can keep up with those big time head horses. And a lot of the great healers that you see, their horses can.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fastback Ropes. Now, if you are listening to this episode, you are getting ready to go to Las Vegas for the Ariat World Series of Team Roping finale. You will find the freshest batch of Fastback Ropes that you could ever imagine at NRS on the concourse of the South Point Arena. They're going to have a little bit of everything, or a lot of bit of everything, in their selection. A Cobalt, Excaliburs, Venoms, what the Center Fire, the Cure, the Instinct, the Mach 3, the Ultimate 4, the Cobra, Center Fire 2. Whatever your taste is in Fastback Ropes, you will find them at the South Point. For close to 30 years, Fastback Ropes has been developing best-selling ropes by listening to their customers. Fastback offers a variety of ropes with size, weight, and style to fit every team roper. You can find out more at fastbackropes.com. Now, Nate, are y'all coming to Vegas to watch?
Yes, and you know, it's funny you brought that up, because my wife, for I don't know, weeks, if not a month, she's been wanting to drive out there, because she says she wants to do so much shopping that she doesn't want to have to get it all shipped back. And I really tried to be supportive of that. And I don't love to drive that much, but I've never made that drive before. And I figured, well, we could make the way out there, but, you know, the way home is going to be a little rough. So today I was looking at the weather, and it looks a little rough. So I think we're finally just decided we're going to fly now. But thank God.
What a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Thanksgiving, perfect Thanksgiving Day gift. Let's just fly. It's a little pressure. Well, and I told her, I said, listen, that first night at the NFR is pretty special for Lane and Oz. And I says, we run into one, you know, weather deal going across the pass through Colorado or something. I says, that delays us. There's no way we'll get there for that first performance. So if that's important to you, I'd just get the tickets. And that must have got to her. Cause
I was going
to
say, that's a pretty manipulative way to go about it. But
tug
on her heartstrings.
I just stated the facts. I just stated the facts. And I let her process it. So
I love it. Now, what kind of care does Oz require? You said he gets massages or some TLC. What kind of care does he get on the road?
We feed him the Seminole Dysport feed, mm-hmm. and just do all the stuff. Make sure he's got plenty of water, soft rides, back on tracks. Try to get him acuscoped. Ashley here in Stephenville, she comes and acuscopes him quite a bit, and just everything we can, you know.
Yeah. That acuscope, I don't know anything about it, but she also works on Clint Summers' horses, so she must be. And they seem to be decent, so she must.
Yeah, for sure.
She must know a thing or two.
Absolutely.
That's good. And so for Vegas, are you guys are staying at the stalls? Are you staying? Is that the new rule that everybody has to stay at the Thomas and Mack?
On the grounds.
Yes, yeah.
As far as I know, that's the new policy, I guess, is that everyone has to stay on grounds. And then I don't know how much they don't really want you getting them out of the stalls.
Yeah.
Unless it's time for the rodeo. So
what's Oz going
to think
about? Yeah,
it'll be a little different.
What's he going to think about that? I mean, you can't predict the future, but you've stalled him before, surely, at different places.
Oh, yeah. For sure. He'll be fine.
Gotcha.
He'll be fine.
And you don't have to worry about a grand entry horse this year, correct? So,
no.
Got it.
No.
What mares? I know he is frozen only at Solo right now. So he's at Solo Select. Yeah. Well, not at Solo Select, but they manage his semen. What mares are you crossing him with personally?
So I've got a little bit of everything that we cross him on. We've got a Trace Ace daughter that he crosses really good on. We got a Patty's Ash Whiskey daughter he crosses good on. We have a daughter, a Dual Ray. So I've got a wide variety of mares, and we're just kind of seeing how they're turning out. But we've got some proven mares off the track, some cowbred mares. Picked up some kind of some driftwood type mares, good soggy driftwood mares. I tend to gravitate towards some old school stuff as well.
That sounds like a very Nebraska thing to say. It makes sense.
I've already been hyping Lane up. I got this Frosty's Tops.
Heck yeah.
Mare that is in full to Oz. It's her first one, Sosa, but she's just a good, soggy type mare. I don't know. I go after the confirmation, and then if I like the looks of them, you know, then look at their pedigree. I might do things backwards, but I gotta like the way that they kind of look and the hip and the way they tie in. And mm-hmm. I guess for me, move. And then I feel like Oz, he just, me personally, I think he can cross good on about anything. I mean, some of the barrel racers, they want absolutely all run and this and that. And I think Oz is plenty fast. We're trying to get some out there to some barrel racers. And I think the breakaway ropers will come on here before too long. And
I think you have a decent breakaway roper connection now with Jordy.
We're still trying to figure that out too. We actually, before Lane kind of decided this was going to be his real deal, we're kind of like, do you think you could go out, could Jordy go just breakaway a couple on him just to, you could do a video just to show everybody that he can do it.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, I think Lane decided, like, you know, I kind of got him just the way where I want him. I don't really think we want to change that. And so we just stayed out of the way. I don't know what the story was, but that's fine. We got some babies out there we got big plans for, so.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Lane, have you ridden any of the babies yet?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I've actually got one back here at the house. It's out of my daughter's mare. She's a Pepto, double bred Pepto Boone's small thing. She's big. She kind of barrel races on her, and she won't carry anymore. She's got endometriosis. But we did an ICSI here a couple years ago, and this colt is coming on too. And I've talked to Lane about him, but I just haven't kept any. In the ones that we have out there, people aren't wanting to sell, so I haven't been able to get my hands on any older ones to kind of try and get duffled around to some people. But
sure,
we're going to start keeping some. And then I'm, the hardest thing is I had a pin full of fillies last year, but I can't get my team roping buddies to ride fillies yet. So that's the other struggle.
Oh, see, they're behind the times. I can't seem to get team ropers to buy anything but fillies these days. So
really?
Yeah. Tell your buddies, I don't know if Lane is one of your buddies, but apparently he's slacking in that department, if that's the case.
Well, we've talked to him a little bit about it, and I'll let him speak for himself. But he's maybe starting to change his mind a tick, but you know, having a stud and fillies around might not be the best deal either. I don't know their setup down there. But Antone, still, I can't get him on board. I have to get somebody else to figure out what the deal is with him, but he's old school.
I gotcha. Now, what incentives is he in?
So he's in the Riata Buckle. Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else is he in? He's in the Gold Buckle, I think. Mm-hmm. And then we just put him in two Barrel Paternities, the Future Fortunes, and we put him in the Cornhusker Breeders, which is a little more local thing for some of our local people who are breeding to him, so. And then we were talking about adding a couple more, and we're just like, well, let's just see what we, I mean, I think you can get a little bit of an overkill too. So it's hard to keep everybody happy, but we got a little bit of everything for everybody. So if they want to do some paternities, they can, and we'll just see how it goes. We can add more later if we decide to. So.
And Oz is, he's now a state hero, essentially. He has a special day in Nebraska.
Oh boy. So he got a proclamation or something. Missy decided she's going to load the girls up over to the state capitol December 4th. Either the state of Nebraska will recognize Oz on a hot streak day, I guess. So that's pretty cool that they're going to do that. The governor is going to
hand
a plaque or award or something. So
that's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty
cool. Our football team isn't very good. We got a great volleyball team. So, I mean, I guess we got to have some good horses in the mix somewhere. So
I think you have a decent one. This is...
No, I was just going to say, and there's some great horses in our neighborhood. I mean, everybody knows, they ain't seen nothing yet. I mean, that's an hour away from me, you know, in the barrel horse world. And there's several others throughout the state, but they get kind of sometimes overshadowed. Or I mean, ain't seen nothing yet isn't overshadowed. But some of the other good horses that just don't probably get recognized probably should. But
Now, what you said, round one is going to be pretty special for you guys. Lane, it's going to be special for you. What's going to be, do you have an idea of like what's going to be the moment that makes it real for you? Like, is there one thing that you're looking forward to?
Just being a part of it. It hasn't fully set in yet, I guess, but just get in there and do my job.
Yeah.
Catch 2 feet.
For sure.
It'll probably set in about the time I walk in that tunnel, I'm sure. Looking around, seeing everybody nervous. I'm like, man, probably ought to get nervous too, I guess.
It's
game time.
That's awesome.
Nate, are you nervous at all?
I'm not. I think my wife is terribly nervous. She won't ever admit it, but she's very emotional. She cries every time she talks to everybody. I, for some reason, I'm just pretty relaxed. I'm so used to watching this on TV. Like, I'm kind of with Lane. Like, I don't think it's really sunk in either, but it's just cool to be a part of it. Like, I kind of like to be the guy behind the scenes. I don't, you know, I don't need my name brought up. I don't need to do podcast stuff. I mean, I'm just happy to be part of, you know, this whole experience. I mean, it's dang sure a God thing in my mind. But I don't think it's sunk in. I'm happy for Lane in Oz and Kyle. It's just, they're great guys. They really are. And they're easy to root for. They're easy to, I mean, I wish I had a huge bank account. We could just send them down the road and sponsor them even more. But unfortunately, the ranch takes up quite a bit of those extra funds. So,
yeah. Understood. Now, he's the first, a fun fact that I will probably talk about in my introduction too, but the first stallion to win an AQHA world title and qualify and compete at the NFR. So that's pretty dang remarkable accomplishment.
Maybe you said it, but I got to watch my tell. He's the first rope horse stallion.
Rope horse stallion, yes. So they're
I think Slick by Design. We researched that a lot. Yeah, yep. We're real careful because you're always careful when you want to throw first, you know, first something.
Weird. Oh, yeah.
And so we tried to Google, and then we actually had AQHA. I don't know, Missy talked to somebody over there about it. And,
yep.
And I think they did verify.
Yeah, they did. First rope horse sire. Yep.
Yeah.
So that's pretty dang cool.
That's pretty cool.
Lane, you did that. You did the work on the second half of that, sir.
Never possible without Anton and Lane.
So yeah.
I feel like he did it for me.
I love it for you guys. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time, and I will see you very shortly. You guys are going, Lane, are you going straight to Nevada from Texas?
Yes. We will leave Sunday and drive straight through.
Gotcha.
We're too scared to stop anywhere.
Yep, everybody is, it seems like. So I will see you guys Monday and check in at some point, and we will all get to enjoy this next couple weeks. So thanks, guys.
Looking forward to it.
Thanks.
See you guys in Vegas.
Bye.
All right.
Today's episode is brought to you by Fastback Ropes. You are going to be able to get Fastback Ropes all over Las Vegas. We will see you at the Fastback booth in NRS during the Ariat World Series of Team Roping. And they are the presenting sponsors of today's episode of The Score.